Namaste, everybody. This is Amaji, and I'm going to ask everybody now, it's 12:15, if you can go ahead and go on to mute. Star 6. And by going on, we're going to have the opportunity during our phone call to talk back and forth for questions and answers if you have any questions for me. I was asked by Mafu to have this phone call, and I apologize if your voice is a little bit. I'm currently
healing. Namaste, this is Trisha.
What we're doing right now is we're all going up to Star 6.
Ananda.
And so if we could just go on to Star 6, and we'll keep our conversation going. And Armin, do you want me to push Star 7 so I can just keep talking? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and push.
Namaste, Amaji. Yes, Star 7.
Okay, so I'll push Star 7, and then do I push Star 7 to undo that so we can all talk?
Yes, Amaji, you may have to press it twice if it doesn't work the first time, but yes, Star 7.
Okay, on you, Mandy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. It says, Mandy, it said Q&A period is on and participants may unmute themselves. But so I'm going to go ahead and start now. It's 12:17. I want to say namaste to all of you. And thank you so much for joining us today. Those of us that have been asked by Mafu to talk together this afternoon. First thing I want to offer to you is much metta from my heart, which is loving kindness. And metta means loving kindness, and I love using that word. And I offer to you much metta. And this phone call is intended to be helpful to all of us to focus sincerely on what we're doing when we study with a guru. And that's really the topic of our conversation. And so prior to this dialogue, Mafu had requested that I take the time to start working with many of you on your physical health, because a long time ago, about a year and a half ago, seems for me a long time, we began calling for sustainable physical longevity in a healthy way. And I was just this morning, I'm here in Los Angeles, and at my son's house, Christian, and my son's girlfriend, Katie, and Andrew, and Katie's off to work, and Andrew's out walking the dogs. And MSNBC showed, and this is an amazing thing, and I just want you to soak this in, that 40% of all cancers can be cured by lifestyle changes. MSNBC just had that on their ticker. And what I think is amazing about that, and I say thank you, God, so be it, so that is done, is that you and I, a year and a half ago, got together in our little ashram, and we began joining our minds and joining our souls together for sustainable physical longevity. And somehow in the atomic universe, those atoms changed to form to our thoughts. And, you know, Mafu, I notice on videos, never takes credit. Like, it's just our ashram, but that it's a lot of people's ashrams. We joined together with all the bodhisattvas that are chanting Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. I placed my hands together for that. We joined together with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, and his people, and all the people of ashrams that are not just into the New Age movement for themselves, but recognize the importance of the longevity and the sustainable, healthful lifestyles of everyone participating in the foundations that they are involved in, starting with their foundation. And the guru, our guru, always tells us to place the guru at the top of the pyramid. And just recently he said, when you throw your roses up, throw them above the guru's head so they come down onto the guru and then onto yourself. And the reason I believe that he says this is from talks that I've gleaned from his incredibly life-supporting talks, and therefore I've been able to teach, is that when we call forth sustainable, healthful longevity, the atoms of the universe start to change and agree with us, because our cells want to live. They are born to live. They are created to live. And the mutated cells in our bodies are not born to live. They are born as mutants. And our bodies are these great organisms that come together, is how Rob Needleman explained to me. They come together in an agreement to make up a human body. And that agreement, when a mutated cell comes in, they push that mutated cell out. And then we ask the question, well then, why do people get sick? Why do people die? Or why does this happen? In truth, Now listen again and soak this in. A year and a half ago, one of the things we called forth is sustainable physical health for a longevity. Now, that's one of the most important tenets of our path with Mafu, because when we have sustainable physical longevity in a healthy way, then we have the strength of mind and the strength of body to be able to sustain our spiritual awakenings and keep going for our spiritual awakening. And we have the capability then to put in the effort that is required when we also say to the universe, okay, we are now ready for the gift of sustainable financial wealth. Bring it on. When we say to the universe in a collective mind power group like we are in Mastery or like we are in It As, when we say bring it on, I am ready 21 years ago, 23 years ago, for the gift of meditation, bring it on, we start to develop the opportunity to have meditation given to us. And you and I have been blessed for 23 years with meditation to do on our own and meditations that are guided by the guru. And meditations that we do together, you and I. When I'm in trance as Swami and you are in transcendent state as you, we are all one in a unified field of consciousness. I think today it's important to recognize that the guru has asked me to come forth and have a viable dialogue about how important it is when we talk about our guru, one of the most important things we do is we speak of the guru with metta, with loving kindness. We can sometimes wonder what our next door neighbor wants for us. We can sometimes wonder if a person on the street that we see has an interest in harming us. All of those thoughts arise in us. But the guru has always taught from the very beginning. The master has always taught. Mafu has always taught us that we must never, never mistreat with our mind, with our bodies, with our mouths, the relationship between ourselves and the guru. And it isn't because of how he will think of us, but it's because we can close the door between ourselves and him. And it's a fragile door. It's a very fragile door because we're human beings. And because as human beings, it can be difficult unless we are meditating regularly to feel that transcendent quality of love when we're not in his direct presence. That door is very fragile. So the guru asks us not to gather together and speak or vent about the areas that he has asked us to accomplish, for example, sustainable, healthful longevity. We mustn't gather together in groups and say, you know, I don't agree with that. We have to gather then. We have to use the gift that he's offering of sustainable, healthful longevity and gather together and say, isn't that great? Isn't it wonderful to know that even on MSNBC now, they're showing that the American Cancer Society has said that 40% of all cancers can be healed with lifestyle changes. That's amazing. And who created that? A year and a half ago, you did, and I did, and Mafu did. Because it wasn't said a year and a half ago. A year and a half later, we've been meditating on healthful, sustainable longevity, and now the American Cancer Society is saying that 40% of all cancers can be healed by lifestyle changes. Thank you, God. Thank you, guru. Thank you, disciple. Thank you, student. Thank you, every meditator that meditates and takes right action, meditates and takes right action, makes the effort, the extra added effort to say no to the things that harm our bodies and say yes to the things that make our bodies healthy. That's effort for a while. It takes effort to learn to enjoy spirulina in water when it's nice and thick and creamy with brewer's yeast. It takes effort. But when we call forth these changes, we are expected to act as if. And I hope I'm sounding enthusiastic. I don't mean to sound lecturing. So please receive what I'm saying to you in the manner in which I am giving it, which is with so much metta, with so much loving kindness to you, for you to soak this in and hear from me as a human, as Mafu has asked me to do with you. At the same time, when a year and a half ago we made an agreement to call forth sustainable, healthful longevity, we also called together a very dangerous gift for sustainable financial wealth. And it's a dangerous gift because things can happen that have happened to some people, and we've watched some people fall away. We've watched some people fall away because they don't want to make the effort that it takes to be physically, sustainably healthy, or they don't want to make the effort that it takes to be sustainably, financially wealthy, or they don't want to make the effort it takes to make their foundation sustainably, financially wealthy. And that gets very dangerous for people. It can be a very dangerous thing when the guru finally sits in front of people and says, okay, you want this gift? I am now prepared to give this to you. And here are the efforts it's going to require. You're going to need to make a pyramid of great white light. And at the very top, you're going to need to put your guru, because you must have a cause greater than yourself. And there is nothing greater in Hindu philosophy than the guru, because the guru is the light and the dark. The guru will pull from you the darkness and expose it into light. There is nothing greater. That's what the Vedas teach. That's what I study. That's what you study. And so the guru places himself at the top. Now, if you or I did that, if we were at lunch and we said to each other, hey, put me first, that can feel selfish. But when the guru says, put me at the top, he's not a human being who is being selfish. He is the foundation for meditative studies. And that means he's putting everybody at the top. He's putting our place of supreme experience with him, or the experience of direct darshan, our ashram. He's placing at the very top our very most important needs. And what is critical to Mafu in this dialogue that I'm having with you is that the three tenets that we've begun working with, sustainable physical longevity in a healthy way, and sustainable financial wealth, and sustainable spiritual awakening, that we don't forget there was a time we were ignorant to the fact that we are God. And we are still ignorant of that fact oftentimes. We get to a red light and darn it, we're late for something, and suddenly we forget that everything is interconnected. That red light, the people that are crossing in front of us in those cars, and they're on their way to go meet with someone, and God bless them, may their meeting be filled with love. You and I have had the opportunity to grow on our path together, and we've stumbled, each one of us, in our own ways, and we've gotten back up. And the most important thing is how we've gotten back up. And if you're on this phone call with me, I'm assuming the very best of you, as I am assuming you are assuming the very best of me. We have gotten back up with the exact expressed purpose of continuing our path to greater spiritual awakenings. And to have those greater spiritual awakenings, we have to be complicit with the guru, in agreement with the guru, with the master, all the time, and speak well, and not allow others to demean or demoralize our spiritual awakenings, or our healthful longevity, or our financial sustainable wealth. And we can look at that, and in a year and a half, we called that fourth. And a couple of months ago, the business of Nu Skin came to us. Or perhaps you're in your own business. And so very slowly, sustainable financial wealth is happening. For those people who expected it to happen overnight, I know of one person who sold her house for $1 million more than she thought. God bless her. Good for her. That's incredible. And I know of another person who made $140 extra in a month. God bless them. Good for them. Because sustainable financial wealth, it is meta that comes from the sky, but it does not mean we do not make effort. We have to make that effort. For our guru, he asks us to put him first. And for ourselves and our family. And for our city, we pay our taxes. And for our country, we want our country to be uplifted. I watched Secretary of State Clinton this morning speaking to the people of Uganda who rule Uganda because they are putting into law there that anyone who is a homosexual will be killed, capital punishment. And the President of the United States and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke against that in strong verbiage. That's because of people like you and me all around the world. Because we are working to bring peace on earth and everywhere for all living beings. And that's a critical part of what we do. We influence governments. We influence this morning, the CEO of the Bank of America was arrested for fraud. We influence government agencies to tap into people who are fraudulent and running organizations like the Bank of America. And we certainly know of many other organizations, Madoff and all that, that have blossomed into the light of the day. And unfortunately, when they fell down, they did not get back up. Because we've all fallen down with our personal money, with other people's money, with our personal love, with other people's love for us. With our personal health, we've fallen down. With other people's health, we've served them food that isn't the best for them. That's all called falling down. But we've all gotten back up. And isn't that wonderful? And I wish the CEO of the Bank of America had gotten back up last year and declared himself to his board of directors and gotten himself fixed in his mind and in his heart. We call that synchronicity with metta, with loving kindness. Mazel asks us to realize that he has now, during these times and during this golden age, put us in a lifeboat. And in this lifeboat, here we sit, with these powers that we are gaining. We don't have them yet. So they're very easy to talk about and gossip about. These are called afflictions. If any of you remember hearing that word from the guru, afflictions. When we gossip in a negative way about sustainable financial wealth for the guru and his foundation, for ourselves, for our friends, if we think somebody's not worthy of sustainable financial wealth, we're speaking wrong talk. And it's very easy in the 21st century to hear so much wrong words. And that's why it's so important to speak in a right-worded way.
That's why I could hear about the Uganda president, and that they are making a law to put homosexuals to death. And as I sat and listened to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and I watched President Obama and Mrs. Obama applaud her very strong statements, and the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the Congress, in their yearly day of prayer, stand up and applaud. And the Ugandan president who was there stayed seated. I said to him, I extend my heart to you, my soul to you, because that's what Mafu has taught me. My soul is loving enough that I feel the suffering in your soul that you would feel you need to put those people to death. But I am one of those people. Everybody is one of those people. You are one of those people. And my soul to your soul, receive my peace and receive my forgiveness. I forgive you, Mr. President of Uganda, for your thoughts. And I ask you to have right thoughts and give compassion or loving kindness, much metta. And directly after I saw the Secretary of State, His Holiness the Dalai Lama came on television, and they spoke of how President Obama and His Holiness the Dalai Lama are about ready to meet. And underneath that on the ticker, showed again, MSNBC said, once again, 40% of the American Cancer Society says 40% of all cancers can be cured by lifestyle change. And then directly after that, it said that President Obama is going to, and I can't remember exactly what it said, but use stronger language with the Chinese to enforce trade agreements. And then it said President Obama and the Dalai Lama to meet. And I thought to myself, what a wonderful day. I get to meet with you. I get to talk with you about right thinking, about what we came together a year and a half, just a year and a half ago. And we're in this lifeboat. And we called forth what's happening right now. If my life has to have extra effort right now, which it does, and yours probably does too, I can only assume, we called that forth. But that's okay. We want those extra muscles for sustainable, healthful longevity. We want that money for Mafu's foundation and all of his people. We want that money for yourself and your friends. You want that money for the person you may have judged. Forgive them and be forgiven. We want that money to sustain and grow. And we created a company, New Skin and Pharmanex. And with them comes Nourish the Children and Force for Good and Seekology. And with them comes many different technologies working on our genetics. And we found out that in October, they're going to be putting age lock into supplements we're going to take. So not just for our face. Not just to be beautiful, not just to bring youth to our face, but to our body. That's called sustainable, healthful longevity. Isn't that beautiful? And they told us, I met personally. And I sat there with Christian, and I sat there with Robin Christine, and Andrew Rubin, and Rob Spindler, and Margaret and Steve Ruby, and all of their highest members of New Skin, and Dr. Joe Chang, who invented Pharmanex, Purdue University, Stanford University, LifeGen Technologies, And they're working with you and I because they had a dream that we tapped into a year and a half ago. Boy, there's nothing like living well in a healthy way. But to live well in a healthy way, I know some of you have written to me or have said to me, gosh, this is hard. I'm struggling financially. You are not struggling. You are creating. Change what's coming out of your mind and out of your mouth. That's what the guru has asked us to do. Because if you will change the word struggle to create, change the wording from struggling, cancel that out, and use the word creating, the universe atomically will agree with you. And that energy will come into you, and you will start to create more. I am creating. And let me get with somebody who's got a happy, uplifted personality like mine and talk. Let me not get with somebody who's going to gossip with me and use the word struggle and be negative about how hard this is. Let me get with somebody who's going to go, wow, I'm on the ropes course of finances, but I called this forth. And what did I expect? My bank account to suddenly have $3 million in it? That'd be great. And it's gonna. But I've got to put in the effort. And that effort is magnificent because, well, for me as Amaji, it's magnificent because I get to share Nu Skin, and I really believe in Nu Skin. I believe in what it's doing in my body, in the bodies of the people around me. I believe in Truman Hunt, who I met. I believe in Dr. Joe Chang. I believe in Steve Schwartz. I believe in Justin Rose. I believe in absolutely everyone I met. And I believe that the American Cancer Society that just showed today, right before our meeting, about an hour and a half before our meeting, that 40% of all cancers can be healed by lifestyle changes, I believe that happened because you and I have been calling that forth for a year and a half. That's incredible. I say hooray to that. I say thank you, God, so be it. So it is done to that. And I say to the person who made an extra $1 million on their house, right on, and you're welcome because I was a part of that, and everybody on this phone and a lot of other people were a part of that, and you were a part of that because you accepted that into your universe, and that's who you are. And I say to the person who made an extra $140 last month, right on, so be it, so it is done, hooray, because you were a part of that, and you're growing your sustainable financial wealth. And I want you to live long and healthfully. And I want you to also remember that in this lifeboat, along with everything we're doing to live long and healthful, and along with everything we're doing to live long, sustainably, financially wealthy, we made an agreement, and our agreement in It As and in Mastery was that we would continue to be spiritualists according to Mafu's alignment. To not walk away and go, well, you know, Mafu's in the universe, and whatever. To stay with him and let him guide us in the meditations that are appropriate to keep us growing. So if there are complainers, if there are people that are talking about their sufferings, what I want to say to them is change the words coming out of your mouth. That's a direct quote from my guru. And change your mind the way you're thinking. Be 12 again and be in athletic sports. Because you know what? To run the race, you got to run the race. And you start by practicing. The woman who made an extra $1 million, she was already in the millionaire field. And the person who made the extra $140, good for you. I know of a person in New Skin who was a millionaire a number of years ago who's now, he and his wife are working their way up through New Skin. They're going to be a blue diamond by the end of this year. I know they are. My support is with them, and my support is with you to be sustainably financially wealthy more and more and more. And my support is with MAFU and the Foundation for Meditative Studies, that we grow and we harmonize and we synchronize. MAFU said that during this time that we've called forth and now we're in the lifeboat, reach out to the people that are starting to step out of the lifeboat. And don't listen to them saying it's better in the water. Say, no, it's better in this lifeboat. And if they start saying, but it takes too much, say, no, it takes what it takes. Keep paddling with me. And if you need to rest, I'll paddle. But if you rest, you're going to lose out. Don't lose out. Don't lose out on the spiritual awakening. Don't lose out on the financial growth. If it's $40 the next month, if it's $500 the next month, if it's $10 the next month, don't lose out. And don't lose out as your body's getting healthier. I want you to come into this lifeboat. And I want you to sit with me and keep getting healthier and healthier and healthier. MAFU said to me the other day when I was having this talk with Andrew and Mandy and a few others, and then he asked me to have this talk with you guys, he said that this is the perfect time for bad habits to show up. The weeds in the garden of our mind is what he called them to me. And he said, pluck the weeds out. Take them out. That belongs in the water. And he said, the way to do that, the way to get rid of those bad habits is to take them out and notice that they're happening. And if they're showing up, by suddenly, somebody said to me, every time the foundation needs money, MAFU says mastery has to be a part of an event. What an ugly thing to say. And if you're one of the people that has said it, change the words in your mouth. I forgive you. Forgive yourself. It's a ridiculous thing to say. The guru doesn't function that way. And nobody in our organization is permitted to make those kinds of decisions. Except the guru. And if you think MAFU functions that way, you've got to be kidding me. We've known him 23 years. We've known him 23 years, and the way he functions is, I love you. I love you. If you joined it as and you dropped out, come back in the lifeboat. You made an agreement. Come in because you're losing out on the meditations and the energies that will keep evolving your body and keep evolving your mind and keep having the atoms come back to you. This talk isn't about money. This talk isn't about health. This talk isn't about enlightenment. This talk is about everything. It's about much metta. It's about loving kindness and soaking that loving kindness in. It's about synchronizing our brains through right meditation, through right views and right intentions and right speech and right fellowship. That's what it's about. Someone told me that a close-in disciple of many years made some ugly comments about the foundation and about MAFU. I'm the closest-in disciple. I've been with MAFU the longest. I've been with MAFU longer than anybody. I was the first one to doubt him. You ever have doubts of Mavo? Take them right to him. I did. I looked right in his face. I said, are you the devil? Because I'm Catholic, and I had an abortion. And I also married a man who was married before. And so are you the devil? Because in Catholicism, that's what I was taught would happen. And he said, no, I'm not the devil. There is no devil. And I said, ah, that means you're the devil. Because you're telling me the opposite of what I was taught. He said, you're going to have to break your bad habits of what you were taught. So if one of you is having doubts of Mafu, take them directly to Mafu. Don't be afraid. He loves you. He loves you. And take this phone call in the manner it's intended by the guru, in loving kindness, in absolute loving kindness, to help you, all of you, all of us. We're all joined in the same mind today. On a day when the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, a fantastic, strong woman, standing directly next to President Obama and Michelle Obama and Republicans and Democrats alike and people from all over the world and receiving a standing ovation for stating to the President of Uganda, it is absolutely unacceptable to put anyone to death for being a homosexual. Right on. So be it. So it is done. You and I helped create that, and we're going to help that law be changed in Uganda just by our meeting today, our continued meetings. Our continued meetings our continued meetings as Mastery. Some of you are kind enough, I have heard, to go to other people and say, hey, let's think of a way for the foundation to continue to make extra money, maybe by investments. Hey, I'm right there with you. Give me a call, too. I'd love to be a part of those meetings because that's what I believe in. I believe in investments. I believe in creating a long-term reality for our foundation. And as you individually are in your lifeboat with me, Mafu is in this lifeboat with us. Stay in. And if you're in the water here, take my hand. Mafu's not in his body right now, and I'm just getting strong again, but I'm stronger than a lot of people. Take my hand and my forearm. Let me help you in. And there's a lot of us in this lifeboat, and they'll help you back in. And the only thing you have to do to get back in is say to yourself, I'm in with the guru. And I'm going to stop listening to my mind that has bad habits. And if you can't stop listening to your mind with bad habits, take it to your best friend, best Mafu, at the next event. And say to him, oh, my God, Mafu, I'm having these thoughts, and I can't get rid of them. Help me with these thoughts. Now, he talks about kinds of things, which is where I got all of my information to talk to you from. But if you need him to look at you personally and talk to you personally, give yourself that opportunity, because that is also right effort spiritually. It is spiritually right effort to go to the guru if we cannot get rid of a negative perception. And a negative perception is an affliction like a broken leg that doesn't get mended. It'll only make things worse for you. And eventually you'll find yourself falling away from your spiritual path, and you'll have a great reason for it. Everybody always does. I have never had a great reason from falling away from my spiritual path with Mafu except the day I met him when I thought he was the devil. But I'm so competitive when I thought he was the devil, I thought that I would overtake him. That's so ridiculous. But I thought, okay, well, God sent me the devil. I'll handle this guy. What I found out was that he loved me. He loved everybody. Not the one that invented the desire versus self. We are. We asked him for that. He's not the one that invented the idea for sustainable health longevity. We are. We asked him for that. He's not the one that invented the idea for sustainable spiritual awakening. That means keep opening, keep awakening. We are. We asked him for that. He is the one who said, I'm ready to answer what you asked for. Okay, so I'm going to take this up. I just want to say thank you, Mafu, before I do. I just want to say thank you, Mafu. I love you, Mafu. I love all of you I'm talking to. And I'm going to take this off of, let's see, Star. Uh-oh. Do I, do Star 7? Wow. Hi to everyone. So if everybody will do Star 6.
Muting canceled.
Here's kind of one at a time.
You are now muted.
Leave. Oh. I don't know.
It's Mandy. If you press again, everybody could want to ask questions. Just press 6.
I'm sorry, Mandy. I can't hear you. There's too much background. If everybody would push 6. Then we could talk one at a time. Want to talk? Everybody can put your 6. Is there anybody that? Mandy.
Yes, Namaste, Amaji.
Namaste. If we could have everybody push 6, and then one at a time, I'll talk.
Right. If you press 7 one more time.
Yes.
Then they can do that. Then we'll have a good base, and from there, everybody who wants to ask a question should press 6.
Okay. You want me to push 7.
Yes, just one more time.
7, and then Mandy, you push 6 and say something so I know it works, okay?
Yes.
Okay. This is Amaji. If somebody wants to push 6 and say hello, just so I know we can communicate.
Muting canceled.
Hello.
Namaste.
Namaste,
Amaji.
It's Mandy.
Namaste.
Hello, Amaji. It's Marty.
Namaste, Marty. Are you in New York?
I am.
Namaste. How you doing?
You are now muted.
How about you? I love your talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love talking about what we're doing right now. It's pretty exciting.
It is.
How's your family?
They're all good, thank you. They're all healthy and doing well in their various vocations.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope I can be helpful to you today. How can I help you today?
Well, I have been experiencing some challenges in putting my Nu Skin business together. I have made lots of calls to people. I've brought people to meetings that they have here in New York. And so far, I really haven't gotten too much traction going. I haven't given up in any way. But it has taken me, you know, a considerable length of time to do this, and I have some people set up for next week and the week following for a meeting that they have here in a good location in New York. But it's taking quite a bit of time.
So, you know, first of all, I'm not a Nu Skin. I'm a great Nu Skin commercial.
I've seen it.
I know. I can't believe it. I'm even getting the bump back in my nose. I'm so glad. You know, Vonic works amazing. But I will tell you that I do know. Masa tells me to use words like creating as opposed to challenge because it atomically changes what comes to us.
Okay.
So I want to encourage you to use a vocabulary that's more helpful atomically. We're literally changing the atoms in the universe as they come to you or as they come to me. So while you're creating your Nu Skin business, I think you should expect it to take the length of time that it takes. And what I've noticed is that for some people, it takes longer length of time than it does for other people. Now, I'm going to ask Christine, I'm going to ask Ross Needleman, rather, to get on the phone because he's a man. Rob, are you able to star six in, too?
Namaste, Amanji. We have star six.
Namaste. So I think that Marty has a legitimate, I think everybody's thoughts are legitimate, and I think that it's important to recognize what Mafu has said about this time, that money or a successful business doesn't fall from the sky. It becomes, first of all, this is very important, Marty, that Mafu said to me. Hold on, if you've got dogs that are going crazy. We're at my son's apartment so that anybody walks down the hallway, the dogs think want to come in. Let them in, Guinness. The minute you start, your business is successful. So if you can say that every day when you wake up, as part of your aphorisms in the morning, my business is successful, and I am creating more success. That's the attitude that Mafu asked me to have. It's the attitude he asked Aruna Key to have. When we say your name, Marty, in our pyramid of life, that's what we say about you, what we say about Keith and Leslie Pollard, or I'm just picking names out of the air, Noreen Nicholson. We say that this person's business is successful. And this person is creating an even more successful business. So it does take effort. And effort is a good thing to do. So it takes effort, kind of like romancing the woman you want to be married to, or the effort it takes to put a great dinner together. It takes effort, and it takes time, especially if you've got strong, entrained beliefs that you aren't worthy or that it's not going to happen for you. Now, I know that Nu Skin has created ways for it to happen for you in spite of that habit of not being worthy or of having what we would normally in our bad habit use the word a difficult time or a struggling time. And Mafu asks us to use that as a creative time, that everything is a success no matter what happens because we'll learn from it. Rob, can you speak to as a man? Because Marty's a man, and I think it is a little easier for women. Marty is a man. Can you speak to where Marty can go or how he can gain more inside and more of the personality. I know Keith Pollard is a man and also is able to help men become accomplished in a way where you are feeling success. So Mafu asks us to say, I am successful, before that feeling even happens, because he says that's how we create that feeling, and that is the truth. But, Rob, can you speak to a website that can be helpful to Marty?
Amaji, I think that, well, certainly One Team Global is a very good resource, and there is a training of System 7 this weekend, and at the
New York.
Yeah, there's one in New York at the Westchester Marriott.
Right, I'm unable to go to that one because I have a family commitment. I'm planning to go to the following month's event.
Okay, so that is one thing, and then maybe you could make to TEU this month, but this new System 7 is really a renewal of the business for everyone, in the sense that they're put many more resources in place, and it's now unified throughout the country. So I'd say there's a tremendous amount of hope for, almost as if you're starting new, Marty, even though you've been doing it for several months. There's a whole new system about to come into place now that is even more supportive for building a business.
Okay.
And in terms of as a man, I don't know if you've seen videos of Nathan Ricks or Jeff Mack or any of the really successful men in Nu Skin, but they very much sell the business opportunity. You know, they're heavy, you know, 100% product users themselves, so I would strongly recommend using as much product as you can to feel the miracle of it, because these really do work phenomenally well. But as a man, they're very strong on the business opportunity of Nu Skin and selling that business, mm-hmm. because it really does provide sustainable financial wealth for anyone that wants to do it. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I've noticed with the men, is they're very business-oriented in terms of this kind of an opportunity. And please, you can call us anytime, too, to talk more about it.
I will.
I would say to look at some footage. There are some videos of Jeff Mack and of Nathan Ricks talking. And when you're doing your statement, you know, we have the Power Confidence Statement.
Yes.
Which Mafu's been strongly recommending 3 times a day.
Right.
And when you use that time of 30 minutes a day to focus on who you will become, you can use some of the qualities of those men that are very successful in Nu Skin. For instance, Alan Nagao has his mentor is Nathan Ricks, and he said he used to study videos every day, and he'd walk like Nathan, he'd talk like him, and when you do that, you take on the good qualities of that person. It's just the way it works with the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping in mind something like, you know, some form of a mentor to you, and obviously Mafu's our biggest mentor.
Right.
In a business sense, you can pick some of those very successful businessmen, you know, to pick up their characteristics and qualities. And certainly, Power Confidence is a critical element as a man or a woman, because those habits that Amaji's talking about, that Mafu keeps asking us to make new habits, you have to do that through your subconscious. That power statement is a critical part of doing any business successfully. You have to work with your subconscious, you know. Those are a few of the things that I would say, Amaji, as, you know, in terms of a short version of what we're finding produces success. And then the other thing that Mafu's been talking with us in Aruna Key a lot about lately, and with anyone who's really wanting to be a leader in Nu Skin, is your own why. Why you're doing it. What from your guts drives you to want sustainable financial wealth or sustainable financial health, longevity, or sustainable spiritual awakening. You have to have a really strong emotional why that drives you, that will produce success even when, you know, you're rewording things, that you're creating a business. But those times...
Yes, Rob, I was,
for a minute. I'm going to interrupt Rob for just a second and use an example Mafa was just giving me. So, for example, sustainable physical longevity. There was a young man 2 years ago, and he was caught in the wilderness. He had gone rock climbing, and his leg got caught. And he was in a place where he had not told people he was going. And although search and rescue went out and looked for him, they had given him up for dead. And he only had so much water, and he was sipping it every day. And he finally decided that the only way he was going to live, and every day he would say it. He would call out, help me, help me. But nobody came to help him. And he finally decided to start saying, I am going to help myself. And he started yelling that out. That he would yell it at the rocks, he would yell it at the sky, he would yell it at God. I am going to help myself. I am going to do this. I'm going to make it out of here. But his leg was wedged, and he couldn't get his leg out. So he finally decided to take his buck knife, and he used it on his ankle, which is where the... Which is what was caught, and he just grit and bared it, and he cut off his foot because it was more important to him to live without one foot than it was for him to die with both feet. Now, that's kind of an interesting vision Mafu gave me, but it's also the truth. The people who are in the hospital beds and will say, is my mother going to make it? You know, Marty, last year I aspirated blood from an ulcer I had and ended up with double pneumonia in the hospital and woke up 3 days later with Yvette Mooney in my face, thank God. And what is it that made me live? They just came out with this beautiful young actress, Brittany Murphy. The reason she died was from pneumonia. Double pneumonia, which is what I had. I had aspirated bacterial double pneumonia from blood I aspirated from a fall in the shower. So from tile that was on the outside of the shower, but I fell into the shower. So what is it that made me live? Well, there were people around me who loved me, but anybody that said, is she going to make it? The doctor said it's up to her. She's going to have the strength. Now, I was pretty much in and out of consciousness, and I don't remember the doctor saying that, but I know who I am, and I know that I will live. I live no matter what. I get up, and I live. And it's the same thing with spirituality. I soften. I love more. That's why it's so easy for me to talk to you now today. When 10 years ago, I was afraid to talk to people. It wasn't fear. My heart was closed. I didn't understand how to love. Now, love comes in many forms. So when it comes to wealth and money, what I could tell you is, And I know I am accurate about this because I've spoken with businessmen and businesswomen. I've met Nathan Ricks. I met him at the meeting in Provo with Truman Hunt. I'm more like Truman Hunt. And Keith Pollard reminds me of Nathan Ricks. Nathan Ricks is a man who is rich. He is not just rich, he is wealthy. And he's a go-getter, and he's the kind of athlete in finances that I am in physicalness. So
So he gets up with wealth in his mind, in his mouth, in his attitude, and he goes for it. There's a finish line for him and beyond the finish line. He doesn't want his picture taken just breaking that finish line rope. He wants his picture taken 100 yards beyond it with his arms up in the air going, yeah! And so I would give you that image. That image that Mafu, the story, that's a true story that was shown on Discovery Channel about the young man who ended up deciding to live with one foot instead of dying with two, and ended up cutting off his own foot, for goodness sakes. Can't even imagine that, but I'd do it. I would definitely do it. I'd rather live with one foot than die with two. Give yourself the image, Marty. I also want you to give yourself the image that Nathan Ricks has. There's a finish line. See yourself go beyond that finish line with your arms up in the air, with dollar signs coming to you, coming down on you, coming up through the earth into you, in your hands, and going, yeah, yeah. And also understanding that Donald Trump started out business, and then 5 months later he didn't say, God, why isn't business making me a gazillionaire? He said, I'm going to put 7 to 10 years into this. In business, as in spirituality, as in healthful longevity. Mafu told me, when I began to meditate, and I said to him, how long will I have to meditate? And he said, the rest of your eternity. And I said a year and a half ago when we started calling forth sustainable physical longevity, I said, how long am I going to have to eat this green shit? And I was referring to spirulina at the time, which now I love and I crave. And he said, for as long as you live. And I said, well, what if I live for 50 more years? And he said, is that enough for you? And the meaning was that obviously, I think all of us who are intelligent, and we all are, is that now there is something that he wants me to put in my body that's giving me more health. He brought to me through Nu Skin. He didn't just bring me the bump coming back in my nose through the galvanic and through my mind going, I hold it on the side of my nose and I bring the bump back from the last time my nose got broken. And he didn't just bring my face being younger. He brought me Life Pack Nano. And that's not enough for me. It's not enough for you. We've been calling for sustainable, healthful longevity. So Dr. Chang, who I got to meet, is making sure that in October we get to take age lock in our bodies. So it goes even more in our organs and brings us between 18 and 23-year-old hearts and 18 and 23-year-old livers. So while I am making a financially successful Aruna Key, and it's crazy because those of us in Aruna Key, we immediately put 51% to the foundation. And then we take the rest of it and try to pay off the startup costs, which have been enormous for us. And then we take some disbursements for ourselves. And so you'd be surprised. Our checks are like $600. You'd think that our checks would be, you know, whatever, the $50,000 with all the people that are under a Aruna Key. But our checks between us become, you know, $600, $700.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. It's funny to me. But my sustainable financial wealth isn't funny to me. The part of Nathan Ricks that I want, because Nathan Ricks and I couldn't even remember his name at the meeting when we were all talking, and I was, you know, the Swami talking with all of the heads. The room was filled. And I looked at him and I said, what was your name again, sir? And I always think of Keith Pollard when I say that, tell that story, because I can imagine Keith Pollard looking at me smiling because he knows me so well and just hopefully cracking up because of all the people to say that to, for God's sake, Nathan Ricks, who makes well over $600,000 a month in Nu Skin. And I said, what was your name again, sir? And he looked at me like, you got to be shitting me. And he said, Nathan Ricks. And I said, right, Nathan Ricks. And he had said to Yvette Mooney and Isaac, he said to Isaac, well, you'll work with me. And I said, well, actually, Mr. Ricks, I'm going to have Nathan work with Rob and Christine, I'm going to have Isaac and Yvette work with Rob and Christine, but Rob and Christine can work with you. Imagine me telling Nathan Ricks that. But Mafu told me that that's what was going to happen. So I had to say that at this huge business meeting with all of these heads of people. And the way I did it, I made myself Nathan Ricks. Because he's a ballsy guy. So I made myself a ballsy swami. And I was scared shitless. And I went, take the scared shitless part, turn the shitless into balls. Sit up in your chair and tell him what the truth is, because that's what Mafu said the truth is. And I said, well, actually, Mr. Ricks, we're going to have Isaac work with Rob and Christine, and Rob and Christine are going to work with you. And he looked at me and he went, okay. Well, that was easy. So, you know, Marty, I think Rob, the reason I'm interrupting you is Mafu had asked me to I think the example we were just given is great. I also think the example of great businessmen and women in the business meet with great businessmen and women. So I want to encourage you to call Keith Pollard. And I really want to encourage that, because Keith Pollard is the person I think of, and now I also think of Nathan Ricks, but I kind of have them blended. If you take Nathan Ricks' picture and Keith Pollard's and you put them together, I kind of have... And I don't mean to demean Leslie, because I think of Leslie more like me. Leslie Pollard is more like me. You know, she's a woman. So Keith and Nathan are very similar to me, and they're very strong, ballsy men. And that's how they are so successful. And Keith and Leslie are going up the ladder very fast. They're going to be blue diamonds. I personally predict by September. So, and right on, so be it. Thank you, God, yeah. So it is done.
So be it.
But I would talk to Keith Pollard. I would email Keith Pollard. I would use the kind of words Moth was asking us to use, and I would say, I am in my successful business, and it's becoming more and more successful. And then, like an athlete, Rob told me you get 7 no's for every 1 yes. So as an athlete, I think of that as, okay, you fall down when you go off the starting block. You fall down 1 time for every 9 times you don't. But that 1 time you fall is humiliating, and it makes you feel defeated, and it makes you think about quitting and all those negative words. When a true athlete does, is a true athlete adapts. And a true athlete figures out what their situation is that made them fall. So I want to encourage you to talk to people who watched you on the race when you fell. Keith Pollard may not have been in New York with you when you did a meeting, but he knows the meeting you've been at because he's been at those meetings. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
I do. In fact, Keith participated in a 3-way call with me some weeks ago with one of my prospects. And it was extremely helpful.
And I encourage you, though, to talk with him, to call him up and go, here's what happened at the meeting yesterday. And this is what I wore. This is how my hair was. This is what the cab driver said. You know, the cab driver can influence your mind. when I'm going to channel Mafu, nowadays I have a very, very clean course. I go from my car, Christian's right by me, there's Robin Christine and Yogi Jay. We used to get to see George DeRochet, which always makes me feel happy. And sometimes we get to see Patricia Keister, which always makes me feel happy. And we bow to the mother, we go up, boom, we go potty, go upstairs, I get ready to channel, and I channel Mafu. And I do not let people stop me with their questions or their whatever. It's not the time for it. Because it can take my mind down, and my mind needs to be very elevated. You've got to be very strong as a business person when you go in to give your prospect, who is, and I think of a prospect as a distributor. They are a distributor, they just don't know it yet. And they're going to come back in a year, or they're going to say yes today. They're already a distributor, and I would call them that in my mind. And I would encourage all of you to use the term distributor when you go to someone who has not yet signed on the dotted line. And I'm not sure how Keith feels about that, but I know that's how Mafu speaks to me about it. We must always think and wear the coat of what we want the truth to be and what we will the truth to be. And then it is. And it happens. And so I think that that's some of the best advice I can give to you. I know that that from the things that Andrew Rubin has said to me, that you and he have similar concerns about money, and I know that a lot of people have fears around money. I should probably have fears about money because I am in charge of the foundation. But you know what? I only need me to channel Mafu. I don't have to have the ashram. I don't have to have anything. I can channel Mafu in a parking lot. So I feel very comfortable. And for that reason, I don't have a fear about money. So it's kind of interesting. And people can say, oh, well, that's because you're Amaji. And actually, because I'm Amaji, I have to be very, very careful about money. And I should be. So it's because I just need me to channel Mafu. And I can channel him anywhere that I feel so safe. You just need you. And you just need the things that Mafu's teaching us, which is why it's important to be in this life raft and not bail out right now, because he's teaching us and he's helping our subconscious mind to use the word create instead of challenge, to use the word, for example, distributor instead of prospect. Who knew that until just now? Mafu just gave me that just now to tell you and everybody else on the phone. These are your distributors, and whether they come back in a year, 2 years, or they sign on the dotted line. He also has asked us to remember that this is the time for extra effort. This is the time, and we should plan on the extra effort, not for a month. We should plan on it for a number of years. Because to be a successful business person, so this is the business part, and I don't know if Keith Collard, if you're on the line, if you unmute. Are you here, Keith? Oh, he must have gone off. So as successful business people, Rob, does New Skin give a timeline when they can say, people can say, hey, you know what, I'm going to commit 5 years, I'm going to commit 3 years, does it have something like that?
I believe, Amaji, they say it's a good 5 to 7 years to create a sustainable, wealthy organization.
Right, it's a legacy, sustainable, wealthy organization. So the great thing is, Marty, you know you've got stuff to do for 5 to 7 years. And you also know you're going to have the health. You have the health to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the spiritual awakening to do it. So, and the great thing is also we're all doing it together. So I'm not defeated by that number. I don't feel defeated by that number. I feel excited about that number because I didn't know what life with Mahu looked like for the next 5 to 7 years, except continued spiritual awakening. And now I have also sustainable healthful longevity and sustainable financial wealth. And every day, Aruna Key and everyone in our organization, starting with our guru at the top in the foundation, and every single person in our organization is successful in their business. And that's the light I hold. And Mahu always tells me and everybody in Aruna Key to keep our eye on that prize. That's the truth. And to only use those words, and to only use positive words. So I would encourage you to call Keith Pollard. I would encourage you to call Rob Needleman.
I will.
I would encourage you to call Rob Summer. Rob okay. Summer is a great manifester of money. He's also a great person to talk to because he's not afraid of money. He's very much like me. And actually, Christian and I were instructed by Mahu to follow our finances according to Rob Summer's directions.
Mm.
As a result of that, we've had a lot of very positive changes in our own personal financial life. So I want to encourage you to call Rob Spindler. He's not afraid of money. And he can also help guide you in feeling good about yourself. And if you have a distributor who didn't sign that night, call Rob the next day. And he can walk through what happened with you, and you guys can figure out, okay, next time when I get up to the starting blocks of the race, I'm going to do this other thing. One of the things Mahu has encouraged for people like yourself who live in New York City is to use your iPhone or your iPod, and don't listen to the cab driver, and don't listen to anybody with negative things. Put on music and put it in your ears that lets you feel strong. Whatever music makes you feel strong and good and happy and good about what you're doing. And that's another helpful hint in business. Only
Amity, been left, we are on the call.
Oh, Keith, are you on the call?
Yes, we have been. I just wasn't pushing right buttons on the phone. Nice to talk to you. Thank you for the call. It's beautiful.
Hey, Keith, so do you have any insight for Marty you could just give right now?
Well, I realize that what you said a little while ago is an assumption that we make when we start working with someone to bring them in as a distributor. I hadn't actually consciously thought about that before, but I make the assumption if there's someone that I want as a distributor that I'm going to be able to take them through to executive and let them start making money, because I think that once people start making money, we've got a chance of making a solid business partner out of them. And so without actually thinking about it, I already decide that they're going to be distributors. And some of them come on at the first request, and some of them it takes several months. But that is an assumption that we go about right at the same time. And many times we'll go back several times before we bring someone in. And just talking about the meetings, we've been to every kind of meeting you can imagine, where 40 people are going to be there and nobody's there and we're there alone. Or we go to a meeting where we expect 2 people and there's 12 people sitting there. So you never know what's going to happen at these meetings. And as far as the thing about time, I carry this around with me. It took me 20 years to make my first $1 million, and then the second I made in 2 more years once I learned how. So it time is a no thing when you're on the other end of it, and you have the freedom and the power of money in your hand. So those are just a couple of points that Les and I work with as we're building our business.
Thank you.
I appreciate you saying that, and I really appreciate that you said that you assume everyone you approach is already an executive. So that's even going, that's like Nathan Ricks, that's going beyond the finish line and going 100 yards down. Mm. They're not just a distributor, they're an executive. The way to go. That's, see, I knew, that's, you're exactly like Nathan Ricks that way. You guys are, you don't just get to the finish line and want your photo finish. You keep running for 100 more yards, and you got money in your hands, and you got gold all around you, and you're made of gold, and your life is made of gold, and you land 100 yards up onto a gold platform and get your picture taken up there. And that those are the Olympics that we're in right now. And those are the Olympics Marty and Keith and Rob and everyone is on the line. Now, we called forth, and that's what's so important to remember. We called it forth, and Mafu never said it would be easy. He said, I'm going to give you now a power you've asked for. And he gave us meditation. And then he said, now I'm going to give you something you've asked for. And he gave us healthful longevity. And it's getting better. Some of us now belong to New Skin. And those of us who don't, I want to ask you to at least become a customer. I see you as an executive, not just a distributor. I like that. I see you as an executive because I'd love for you to be taking LifePak Nano so that in October we're also going to be taking supplements that have age lock in it to go into our bodies and bring our bodies back to 18 to 23. It seems incredible, but you know what else is incredible? MSNBC, as I said, just had it on their ticker. 40% of all cancers can be cured by lifestyle change. The American Cancer Society would have never said that a year and a half ago, but you and I got together and we called forth the atoms of the universe to collapse and change and give that to us. And that's the world we're living in now. All we have to do is change the lifestyle of what we put in our mouth and how we talk. And how we want the very best for everybody. I want the very best for everybody here. And I want you to want the very best for everybody here. And I want you to do the things that you have to do to be healthy. And I want you to do the things that we all are doing creatively to be financially, sustainably wealthy. And I want us to continue together to meditate and synchronize and soften and bring our brains to center to what Mafu the other day referred to, the soundlessness space. That space where in soundlessness God is known by us, as us, and then we feel more empowered afterwards. Have you, the meditations that y'all have done, I've seen on video with Mafu at the end, he'll say, now you feel good, don't you? Now you feel more like yourself. And that's how I always feel after meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to really all of us, as Guru has asked, I need one perfect. Yes. Okay, I put it on star 7 because I'm going to go ahead and end the phone call. It's getting late for all of you, and I've kept you over time, and I don't apologize because I've learned a lot, and I hope I look forward to that you've learned a lot. I just want to thank God, Creator God and Goddess, and I want to thank our guru, Sri Shamafu. I want to thank Sri Nityanand and Guru Maya. I want to thank Sri Muktananda and Sri Nityanand, Holiness, the Maharishi, Mahesh Yogi, Gurudev, Holiness the Dalai Lama. I want to thank President Obama, Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. I want to personally also thank all the great spiritual leaders, and I want to thank all the great disciples like we are, who do what it takes to stay with the request. And we requested sustainable spiritual awakening, sustainable healthful longevity, and sustainable financial wealth. And so when the bad habits come up, put the right thinking in. Put the right words in. Put the right mind in. And if all else fails, go to your best friend. Look him right in the face and say, I need you to help me. Because he will. He will. I love you all. I've actually really enjoyed this phone call, and I would sure like it, Andrew, if we could have more phone calls like this. I've enjoyed the impressions Mafu has sent to me. I've enjoyed sharing with all of you those impressions. Sure enjoyed talking with Marty Katz. I rarely get a chance to talk to Marty Katz. I deeply appreciate Rob and Keith speaking. And I think it's funny that I got to share with Keith how I kind of morph him and Nathan Ricks together. And I think that's a good thing because it'll soften Nathan Ricks a little bit and it'll help give Keith that extra advantage because he's a great leader in our organization. I want to thank all of you for taking the time for Metta. M-E-T-T-A, loving kindness with me. And I want to thank you for soaking in this phone call. Just let it soak in. Because it's intended with love. May Guru and Goddess bless you today. May you have peace in your heart, success financially in your business. May you be healthier and healthier today. May you have spiritual softening and awakening from this phone call and other experiences today. And may all these blessings be known and anointed into your families as well. God bless you. Namaste. Bye-bye.